it was flaky like post toasties. You see, it was in that kind of a form, or it was white. How many flakes? And get a great big bag of it, you know. It was cheap, good food too. But I can't recall of us ever having any grits like they serve now. They've got these hominy grits. I don't know how they're made. I suppose it's some process they have of milling them way they're made. But that's a southern dish. You get in the south, and boy, I guess they really put the hominy grits to you from till yet.
Oh, I got them in Nashville.
I'll bet you did.
Oh my, I hated those things.
Yes, sir. I'll bet
they
that's
were served
right.
There though. They were just like so much glue.
Yeah, that's right.
3 meals a day, we got grits.
Well, I'll tell you, those hominy flakes was a good dish. You could serve them and with salt and pepper on them and a little butter, and oh, they were wonderful. Or you could put a little milk over them. We us children used to eat them with a little sugar and cream, a little sugar and milk on them, you know. Mm-hmm. Whatever way you liked them the best. Like my daddy, he'd just like a little salt and pepper on his hominy flakes. Yes, they were good food.
Well, you mentioned buying flour. Did you buy anything in bulk?
In what?
Bulk.
Bulk?
Uh-huh.
Well, our flour come in 50-pound bags.
What'd you call that?
Well, that would be bulk, I would think. Wouldn't you say that be? Wouldn't that be bulk? We bought it 50-pound bags, and I suppose it may still be up and be put up in 100-pound bags. I expect it is for the bakeries. I suppose they still buy it in 100-pound bags, but I can't remember my father ever buying only in 50-pound sacks, and he might buy 10 sacks of it at a time. That's five. Maybe he'd go to town and buy 500-pound of flour, and we had a place to take care of it and keep the mice away from it. We'd use it until we'd use it all up. Mm-hmm. Bet you never none of it wasted.
Did your mother make jelly and things like that out of her food?
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, she did. Yes, sir. Yeah. We made, we made whirls of all kinds of jelly. We had, like I told you about our orchard, we had nearly all kinds of fruit. She'd make marvelous cherry preserves, and of course we'd go out and we had whirls of grapes, and she'd make grape jelly, and then in the fall of the year we'd gather wild grapes and she'd make wild grape mm-hmm. jelly, and we'd go gather wild plums and make wild plum jelly, and maybe she'd buy, I think we went, the time I lost the purse, I think we was going after tame plums then. And she'd get those big, great big yellow tame plums and make preserves out of them. Mm. And I think that's what we was after at the time that I lost the purse.
What an awful time to lose it.
Yes, sir, that's right. Well, we got the fruit all right, but I lost the purse.
Oh, and if you had an apple, say you and your brother were together, and you had only one apple, and you had a knife and you wanted to cut it in two parts, what would you say you were going to do?
Have it?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Just cut it right square into it. You'd have half and I'd have half. Have it. That's right.
Would you say you'd cut it in two, or cut it half in two, or just have it?
Well, I don't know. I can remember dividing, not with my brother, but with my friends, any kids, you know, have an apple and say, well, how would you like to have half of this, or something like that, you know. Mm-hmm. Or would you like to have part of my apple? And if he'd say yes, well, I'd just take my pocket knife and cut it square in two, just give him half of it.